Let's turn to Mark chapter 6, if you could. As long as you're standing, we'll go ahead and read the passage tonight. Mark chapter 6, tonight, verses 32 through 34. As we continue our series, how do I disciple? How do I disciple? We looked last week at how to have the mind of Christ. And as we go each step forward, we need to have that in our thinking and that context in view. But Mark 6, beginning in verse 32, once you get there, just go ahead and look up here when you have it. I'm going to give you a moment. We're going to read verse 34 together. I'll read verses 32 and 33. Then if we could read verse 34 out loud together. Because really, when it comes to listening or any other action that we take in discipleship, it must come from a heart of compassion on those that we are helping and we are ministering to. So tonight, I will begin reading verse 32, and then we'll all join together in unison on verse number 34. And verse 32 says, "And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them," meaning went faster than they did, "and came together unto him." So the context here is that they were sailing in the ship, so they had crowds come out of the city and ran and beat them to where they were going to be landing. And verse 34, let's read that together. "And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things." Let's pray together. Dear Father, I pray that you would bless the message tonight. Dear Lord, that you bless our time of prayer as well. Oh Lord, that you would teach us to be good listeners, to listen to the needs of people. And Lord, I pray that you would give us wisdom in how to respond to what we hear. I pray tonight that we'd have your thought process in mind, your compassion, dear Lord, your care, your love. Lord, also your wisdom, I pray tonight that we would seek for it. Pray that you give me the words to say tonight. And Lord, that you would stir our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. How do I disciple? How do I disciple? And as we're stepping into the area of ministering to people, there's an important part of caring and helping that must be in place. And you would think this would be something earth-shattering, but you would be surprised how often we hear, but we don't really listen. That's a very simple act of listening. Listening to someone's burdens and also to their questions. But let our text, as we just read, guide how we listen to others. Too often we think discipleship is all about telling. But to be honest, it all begins with listening. And each individual person's going to have individual needs, individual questions, and individual areas where they are struggling. And the only way we're going to know is through listening. I've looked at many different and read many different types of discipleship or more soul winning courses. And there are some that emphasize this. We need to listen to people. Others kind of push this, that we need to get to the deal and get to the gospel and seal the deal and not listen to a word anybody is saying. I think tonight we need to have a balanced approach. We can listen a little too much and not get to the point. Sometimes we don't listen enough and we miss what the person is really seeking and needing. And so tonight, we're going to go through this quickly. I promise I'm going to keep my messages a little shorter. I only have a page and a half. Okay, so I'm going to go through three things really quickly tonight, and then we're going to get down to prayer tonight. So these are going to try and limit these to about 20 minutes. So give you little snippets here along the way. So number one tonight, we need to get into this. And by the way, listening has great power. Because when we listen to someone and we show them respect and we show them that we care and that we really have the compassion and we're listening to them, not hearing them. I mean, how many times have we sat hearing someone but not listening to them? Well, hopefully it hasn't been with your spouse, okay? Or it's been with someone, you know, there's sometimes people that we tune out sometimes when we're listening. Hopefully it's not when you're at the doctor's office, okay, that you're just tuned out. I wasn't listening to that. But we look here, number one, a very simple fact. By the way, everything I'm going to go through this year is not going to be earth-shattering. It's going to be some things you already know. But whether we do it or not is a question. Number one, listening to listen. We can be listening, but we have an agenda. that we have a truth to proclaim, which we do, by the way. We have truth of God's word, whether it be in witnessing, whether it be in discipleship, or whether it be in encouragement. We have the truth of God to proclaim. Praise God that we have that. We have the word of God. However, we need to listen to what the person's need is. We have a knowledge to teach people that comes from the word of God. We have solutions to implement. And we have that. We have the truth. We have the knowledge. We have the solution. So we just listen to get to our part of the conversation. We listen just so that we can get, we already know the solution. We already know the answer. This person just needs to get saved. But we're not listening to what they are saying. It's very important when we're witnessing to someone, you need to listen to their church background a little bit. Amen. That's important because that's going to give you an insight of what they believe and some doctrines that might be a pitfall and maybe some terms that you're going to use that they use a different definition for. It's very important to listen. Another aspect, someone's telling you what they have a need or what they're struggling with. Well, you know what their problem is. You know, I already prepared what my next lesson in the curriculum. I know what their problem is. But however, we need to personalize and deal with personal struggles. Dismissing what someone is saying just so you can get your solution in there. It is true that we have the truth, the knowledge, and the biblical solutions. However, all things must be done with what we just read in our passage tonight. We must be moved with compassion. And you are doing a great disservice to the person you are trying to help if you fail to listen. For listening is a powerful tool in helping people. And how can we help people if we don't know what's going on in the heart and life of that person? We need to be willing to listen and give an ear. We see Christ listening in John chapter 3 to a man named Nicodemus. Nicodemus came to him by night and asked questions of the Savior. And Jesus didn't say, well, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. But no, he addressed his questions, his knowledge gaps, and he said, he must be born again. Christ got to the gospel, but then Nicodemus didn't understand. Then Christ goes on to explain. He listened. Jesus Christ, our Savior, listened to the questions that Nicodemus had, and he answered them. It is evident that Christ had compassion on him, for he was earnestly seeking the truth. He didn't have a political agenda. He knew that he was a teacher sent from God. He didn't say that he was the Son of God. He didn't have that straight yet. However, we see later that he did, but Christ listened to him. God gives us instructions when we are listening. Proverbs 18:13, this is what God tells us to do. He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. So you already know what this person's problem is. I already know. I'm just going to cut to it. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that later. Let's talk about your concern later. Let's talk about your doctrinal question later. Now, when I am saying this, we must temper that with sometimes we can get off on rabbit trails. Sometimes we can get off onto things that don't profit. Sometimes what did God tell, or Paul tell Timothy? Shun profane and vain babblings. You know, we can get off into the weeds a little bit. You know what? We need to redirect the conversation. Listen to that. So you know what? I'm going to spend our whole discipleship time dealing with a subject that doesn't even matter. And you know what? We just need to, well, you know, let's get back to that. Many times we don't have to because as we go through the discipleship, it'll answer those questions. I said, you know what? Good question thing to, when someone's asking that kind of question, it's like, well, that is a great question. But you know what? That question's going to be answered not today, but in about two lessons, that question's going to be answered. Let's lay a little bit of groundwork first, and that question's going to be answered. Oh, okay. So, and then we just move on. We don't have to worry about that question. And then you get to the end. You know how many times people say, you know what, Pastor, I had some silly questions along the way. But I'm so thankful that you listened. And also that I found the answer to the questions and what we were talking about. Listening is powerful. And guess what? Listening takes practice. Listening, because one thing we're concerned about, because to be honest, why we don't listen isn't because we're proud. It's because we're scared. Because we had to keep that knowledge straight in our mind of what we're supposed to be telling that person. And you know what? We don't have time to listen. We're so consumed with not messing up that we don't listen. Don't worry about it. If you know what God's word says, let's not be stressed about it. Let's not be afraid. Let's listen to what people are saying. What's another reason that we listen? Number two, listening to care. Do we care about what they're listening? An important part of listening is to care about what the other person is saying. You know, isn't that true in a relationship? Guess what? A marriage is going to go south really quick when the other person listens but doesn't really care what the other person's saying. They listen, but they don't really care. They listen, but they dismiss. They listen, but they try, well, that doesn't really matter what you feel about that or what you think about that. You know, we look at sometimes if we've been maturing Christ and maybe it's one of those foolish questions. Guess what? Didn't you have some foolish ideas when you first got saved? Didn't you have some interesting ideas about things that maybe you didn't understand all the way? Like, oh, these foolish questions, I don't have time for this. Well, I'm sorry, you need to have a time of caring. No, let's be honest. When you look at the questions the disciples asked Christ, what we know now, weren't some of those questions kind of stupid? You know, they were just kind of like, you know, why are you asking that? They didn't understand. But what did Christ do? He gave them an answer. He told them the answer to those things. This is very important when discipling. You will hear many different things. You're going to hear doctrinal questions. You're going to hear about family troubles. You're going to hear about personal struggles. And the list goes on and on. Each of these are very personal and important to them. If they're important to them, they need to be important to you. Amen. We need to be careful not to dismiss these. There are times that these are distractions from the truth. Agreed. However, truly caring about what they have to say is very important. This is how a relationship is built with a person, is that we really care about what they're saying. You know, if we get out of there, it's like, man, I can't believe they got on that rabbit trail. Man, I can't believe that. You know what? And we just have a disdain for what they're saying. Maybe we need to recheck what compassion we have. We need to make sure that we're in the right place. Jude 1:22 says, and some have compassion. What? Making a difference. That's what's going to make the difference in people's lives, is your compassion and your understanding. Sometimes people have fears and they need some encouragement and they need some biblical promises and said, oh, you don't need to be worried about that. You know, just because you're not afraid of it doesn't mean that it's not important to them. People have different fears. You know, I didn't used to have a big fear of heights. I kind of have a fear of heights now. You know, I've busted wrists to prove it. Okay, I get nervous still. But you know what? I still go and do things. But guess what? I'm a whole lot more careful than I used to be. You know, I was young and invincible, you know. And maybe, you know, some people have a fear of snakes. You know, like my wife. I mean, I'm not afraid of snakes. I have respect for snakes. Like certain types, I'll pick them up. I'm not picking up a poisonous snake. I mean, that thing's dead, okay? But if it's a non-poisonous snake, I mean, I'll pick it up and different things like that. You know, I'm not really afraid of them. One thing, you know, I don't like is spiders. You get a spider on me, it's over, man. I mean, I'm out the door. I mean, it's because it's not necessarily I'm afraid of them. I'm afraid of what they can do, okay? They, you know, biting me, you know, especially, you know, when you see those close-ups. You know what? You wonder why people have arachnophobia. I blame the Discovery Channel, okay? You know, having these close-ups of these pincers that do this, you know, anybody can make any kid afraid, you know? And, you know, we have to make sure that we're listening to what they have needs about. Maybe some fears, maybe some things that seem foolish to you. Remember, it's important to them. And truly caring about somebody. You know what? That's, as in any relationship, guys, can sometimes our wife talk to us about things? We're like, why in the world are you concerned about that? You know, but it's a big thing, big deal to them, isn't it? Your relationship's not going to go real well if you say, well, why is that such a big deal? You just get over it, you know. And see how far that goes. That doesn't go very far, does it? Same thing, ladies, you men, things that men are concerned about, you ladies are looking at us like, why are you worrying about this? Why is this a problem? Just, you need to get over yourself. I mean, ladies, we never thought any of that, ever. Okay, I guess my wife's the only one that's ever thought of that. No, we've all thought that, okay? Maybe not quite in those words, but you're like, wow, I don't understand. You don't have to understand, but you need to care. Because we tend to care about things we understand, but things we don't understand, we're like, ah, well, I don't really care. We need to have that compassion. Now, number three, listening to help. First, listening to listen. Second, listening to care. Third, listening to help. We can gain some very important information from listening. We can identify some things. We can sometimes, where a person is struggling, maybe they don't see where they're struggling, but things that they're saying, we can identify, oh, this is the root cause here because the Word of God says this. Okay? Many times people, they know they have a struggle, or maybe it's a habitual sin. They know the symptom, but they don't understand the cause. They don't understand the root of that. But listening to what some of the symptoms are, we can look to the Word of God and say, oh, the Word of God says this. That's where that's coming from. And look at this and give them a Bible promise. You can help someone greatly with that. If you just got to, well, I already know what the problem is. You know, we need to go in with the humility and saying, Lord, show me. Help me understand what this person's going through. Help me to care. Help me to have wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. Each time we go and talk to somebody, whether it's for salvation or whether it's whatever it is, you know what? One of the times I enjoy the most is going into somebody. Someone's having a struggle in life. They're having a, they need, you know, the pastor to come in and pray with them. And I know they're not saved. I know that. And I go in, I talk to them, give them some comfort. I said, but you know, the greatest comfort of all is knowing for sure that you're on your way to heaven. Can I share that with you for a few moments? And you know what? Many times, not always, but many times people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. However, do you know why they listen? Because I took time to listen to them and what they're going through and listen to give them some Bible promises. Now, these are the promises. However, these promises are to believers in Christ. Are you, have you ever trusted Christ as your personal Savior? Do you even know what I'm talking about? I start asking that question now. Do you even know what that even means, what I just said? No, honestly, Pastor, I don't know what that means. And then you just go to the Bible and you define what you mean and you show them what you mean. Just because someone says saved doesn't mean they are. Saved means a whole lot of things today. It means from I was baptized to I was a little kid in the closet and I prayed that something my daddy would not hit me and would go away, so God, I'm saved and going to heaven. Okay, that go from that's the gambit. I mean, everything in between. I'm saved because they got saved from a situation, or they got saved because they were baptized, or they're saved because they're a good person. Sometimes it means that, now then you got the Mormon definition of what saved is, and then you got the Jehovah's Witness definition of what saved is. So you need to ask some questions there, and you can see where a person is struggling, but where a where a person is misunderstanding a portion of the Bible. They have a question. I've been reading this in my devotions. I don't understand this. When you're discipling people, you're going to run into that a lot. I don't understand what this is saying. Okay, let me show you what it says from the Word of God, not your personal, not the interpretation of you. Okay, remember, the Word of God is about no private interpretation, but what the Word of God says. And guess what? If you don't know, just say, I'll get back to you on that. We don't always have to have an answer. Amen. Because you can get in trouble that way. Because then you say something and you're like, oh, you know, you, and then the Lord kind of speaks to you like, I don't know if you told them exactly the right thing. How about you go study that? Oh, I messed that up. Okay, then you got to go back. Better just to hold your tongue and just make sure you know what you're talking about. If you don't, that's okay. So you know what? People respect that. They don't expect you to be a walking Bible encyclopedia. They know every single thing about the Word of God. And I've told people that many times. I'll get back to you on that. Let me study that. Let me get back to you on that. And that is important in listening. Where a person, you also find out where a person's needs are. Because sometimes people think their needs over here, but then you, they tell you some things like, well, actually, your needs over here. Well, I just need deliverance from this. I just need deliverance from the situation. No, you need to be saved. That's what the situation you need. That's what you need. Not, you just don't need a get out of jail free card from God. You need to get saved. Amen. That's what you need. And so sometimes people are like, well, I just need this. No, you need to get the sin out of your life. And this thing is affecting your family. This is what needs to happen. And that's exactly what we need to do. You find that out by listening. Maybe where a person needs instruction. They need some more instruction in the Word of God, how to grow in a particular area, as that they're having some struggles. You know, here's some verses. Let me help you grow in that. Or maybe where a person needs encouragement, or where a person needs prayer. All of these things you will not know if you do not take time to listen and to care about what they're saying. All of these things you will not know. But Ephesians 4:15 says, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. The context of this verse, and look at Ephesians 4, is discipleship, teaching others, building the spiritual house, being compacted and fitly joined together. That's what Ephesians 4 is talking about. And so what? Speaking the truth in love. The context is discipleship here. So in discipleship, we do not dismiss, we do not belittle, we do not condescend. We help, we pray, we realize that we could be struggling with the same thing. Praise God, but for the grace of God, there go we. Amen. So if we have that thought process, we're going to listen, and then we're going to be informed about what people need. Let's have the mind of Christ with hearts that are ready to listen, with hearts that are full of compassion. Listening is powerful. Try it this week and see what God will use you to. Maybe you need to start listening to your kids. Maybe you need to, sometimes, you know, of all things, the busyness of life, many times we don't listen to our own children. Start there. Maybe you don't listen to your spouse, or maybe you don't listen to whoever. Maybe it's people at work. You just kind of tune them out. They just moan and groan and complain about everything. Well, maybe listen to them, and maybe you get some insight into what's going on in their life and how you can help them. Because many times people moan and groan and complain because they're hurting. Because they don't know what to do with what's going on in their life. And they're like, well, I know what to do. I mean, I go to the Lord. Remember, they're lost. They don't have that. They don't know how to deal with life. Which is abundantly clear when we look at our culture today, right? People don't know how to handle life. We have the truth. Unfortunately, some Christians don't know how to handle life either. However, we are given the instruction of how to handle the things of life, the trials of life, the burdens of life, the joys of life, the highs and the lows. We see how we're to approach it from the Word of God. Listen, it's powerful. Try it this week. So as we bow our heads in prayer tonight, we'll have a short invitation time this evening. Maybe there's some areas of your life, some time that you need to dedicate to listening. As a pastor, my life is at a breakneck speed. I don't listen like I should. Maybe we are just afraid we're just going to not give the right answer, so we're afraid to take questions because we're afraid we might know the answer. That's okay. Whatever it is tonight, maybe the Lord's burdened you with somebody that you've maybe been brushing off that you need to be listening to. You need to be listening to their needs so you can help them. Maybe we just need that heart of compassion. We don't have it. We are so wrapped up in what we're living and what we're doing that we're just missing the compassion entirely. Guess what? The only way we're going to make a difference for the Lord Jesus Christ is having compassion and caring about others tonight. So as we bow our head and close our eyes and rise to our feet, as the pianist plays, we're going to have a time of invitation tonight. Won't you come? The Lord's spoken to you, challenged you tonight. Let's take it to the Lord.